The necessity of doing our best. The Lord has made provision that the nobler powers of the mind should be trained for high pursuits. But instead of this, men pervert the faculties of the mind and press them into the service of temporal interests, as if the attainment of the things of this earth were of supreme importance. In this way, the higher powers are dwarfed and men remain unqualified for the duties of life that devolve upon them. If the nobler powers of the mind are not cultivated, they fail to act with integrity, even in the obligations relating to this life. It is Satan's design that the faculties of the mind shall become belittled and sensualized, but it is not God's will that any should yield the mind to the control of the evil one. In intellectual and in spiritual pursuits, he would have his children make progress. The life work given us is that of preparation for the life eternal. If we accomplish this work as God designs, we shall, every temptation may work for our advancement, for as we resist its allurements, we make progress in the divine life. In the heat of the conflict, unseen agencies will be by our side, commanded of heaven to aid us in our wrestlings, and in the crisis, strength and firmness and energy will be imparted to us, and we shall have more than mortal power. But unless the human agent brings his will into harmony with the will of God, unless he forsakes every idol and overcomes every wrong practice, he will not succeed in the warfare, but will be finally overcome. Those who would be conquerors must engage in conflict with unseen agencies, inward corruption must be overcome, and every thought must be brought into subjection to Christ. The Holy Spirit is ever at work, seeking to purify, refine, and discipline the souls of men, in order that they may become fitted for the society of saints and angels. As children of God, we should make earnest efforts to be overcomers, and as students who seek to honor and glorify God, we should study to show ourselves approved of Him, workmen that need not to be ashamed.